Well, good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, David.
This week, you're fully ensconced in the Integral Incubator at Boulder Integral. And so usually we take the week off from doing one of these because we're both busy. But we just couldn't let this story wait till next week. And that story is New York State making it illegal now for same-sex marriages, for gays to get married in one of the biggest states in the union. And what a story.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about that tonight. And there are any number of things that we've noticed just about how it gets sorted out and who's involved and how is this playing into the national politics, particularly around President Obama, where there's been a lot of comment about where was he about this. Mm-hmm. Let's just start with sort of from your always unique perspective about this issue. What was the roll-up like? I mean, in a certain sense, why New York and why now?
Well, it wasn't inevitable. There, as we know, 2 years ago, the similar initiative failed in California,
right.
Proposition 8, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that was a vote by the public. So, you know, these things don't, it's not inevitable that it happened now. I mean, there was good leadership by Governor Cuomo and a lot of money poured into it by Wall Street. And, you know, there were people in the Senate who were sort of personally motivated because they had relatives. And that's true of Cuomo as mm-hmm. well. I understand his live-in girlfriend's brother's gay. Mm-hmm. In terms of Wall Street, a lot of these people's kids are gay. They're gay. It's just one of those things that had happened in New York at this time was a wonderful confluence of, you know, sort of the right things happening at the right time. Mm-hmm. But it's a very significant domino.
In this becoming the new normal across the country and across the world.
Yeah. You know, and even when we talk about people and their motivations and the governor and so forth, this is really the story of gay rights in general, is that the best politics for gay people, and I'm gay myself, just to put it on the table here right up front, is to come out. Mm-hmm. And when people see people that they love, mm-hmm. who are they know are good, mm-hmm. and they know their hearts, people love each other. I mean, we have a basic goodness mm-hmm. that we need to acknowledge mm-hmm. that leads us to want people to have the same happiness we have. Mm-hmm. And so that's just what's happening sort of at a grassroots level. There's a tipping point that's happening, mm-hmm. and New York is on this side of it. But the Gallup poll, I believe it came out in April, showed that in the last 12 months, there's been a flip-flop. Mm-hmm. 53% of Americans think that gays ought to be able to marry, same rights as heterosexuals, the whole bit.
Right, and that includes the heartland and places that would be normally culturally very conservative.
Yes, of course, the heartland, and this is a countrywide thing. Mm-hmm. There are different parts of the country who are more or less for it.
Sure.
And this gets to another issue, but that was a 9-point change mm-hmm. in 1 year from a 53 positive to 45 against now,
right.
and it was a year ago 44 positive and 53 against.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 9-point shift in 1 year, and that happens.
Yeah.
You know, we see just in the karma of cultures that big things happen quickly sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and so you have, you know, part of the sort of fortunate confluence of New York is that New York is a reliably Democratic state. It's center-left state. The country is still kind of center-right, center of gravity. But on this issue,
particularly around this issue and the more conservative, this would be a trigger. I mean, we still see this in the election politics that are gearing up. And some of the more conservative Republican candidates are very clear about where they stand about it,
right.
which they just simply say a marriage is between a man and woman, period.
Yes,
that's it,
exactly.
Over my dead body. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see Obama. You know, he's trying to navigate these territories.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, my sort of secret belief about Obama is that he's for gay marriage. I mean, you know, it's gay people. He doesn't have any kind of an anti-gay bone in his body.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I get that he can't be for gay marriage. He certainly couldn't have been 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or he couldn't have been president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as simple as that. Same with Hillary. I mean, nobody was for gay marriage 2 years ago, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So now Obama's new thing is, I'm evolving. Okay. So he's sort of laying the ground and, you know, getting people used to the idea. He's got his eyes in the polls. He mm-hmm. sees that, you know, we've had a 9-point flip in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have even, you know, other polls, not just Gallup, but, you know, the majority now, sometimes 51, 52, depends on the poll, depends on the time. But, you know, A majority of Americans are now for this. Mm-hmm. Now, you still have to see that that's not true in Texas. It may not be true in Florida. These are swing states. You know, I mean, sure. You know, you still have to do all of the political calculus. And a president's job is to do that. Yeah. Human beings have always traded in hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. There's no shortage of it in human history, and that's still true now. And Obama's playing some of that.
You've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Saltzman and David Dryden. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link above the audio player.